The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasaunas Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Yeah, Doctor, this is my Dr. Max assistant. He's in full mode. I told him he had the day off, the night off. He still want to work. He's the hardest working motherfucker in the hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, he's actually hiding from us. He thinks that we are. And I mean that in the royal we, right? Not just us three.
Yeah, the world. But I mean, honestly, I wanted to talk about something. I just wanted my opportunity. So
go ahead.
It's been weeks now. Friends Reggie's been home.
Mm-hmm.
We can't figure out why the fuck he would want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
It's still odd to everybody, right?
Right.
Right? It's odd to everybody, right? So we came up with a couple of ideas. One, either he's got a baby on the way in China.
That makes sense.
Okay, that could be one. Two is he tied all his money up in this diaper shit and now he feels like he has to go back.
That's definitely a possibility.
Oh, he didn't think about three.
What's the third one?
He needs to be treated.
He got that shit and he brought it back.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
So,
what?
I come bearing gifts.
No, what?
I come bearing
gifts. So, hold on.
This nigga, that's the only other thing. Why, if he didn't tie his money up.
Oh, he already got it, so he don't have
exactly,
to worry about it.
Exactly. So that's why he's going back, because it don't matter. The nigga got this shit. He already got the shit.
That's a great point.
That's like, what I'm saying, nigga.
Because he is so cavalier with it. Like, it's like a nigga with herpes. He like, I don't give a fuck.
So that's why this nigga's in here smiling with us and shit. This nigga's always so ready to be here and just, I'm going to come to the show. I'm gonna stay an extra week. This nigga want to stay an extra week with us.
Yeah, I'm staying an extra week for now.
You know what I'm saying?
For now.
You know what I'm saying? So just me. And maybe I'm crazy.
That was, man, see, you can't play with my mother. You know I got fucking issues.
Maybe I'm crazy.
I never even thought.
This nigga, he's hiding something.
No, dude, the fact, look, out of all those ones, right, I'm thinking those are all highly likely. I'm like, yes, right. That one's good, right? Right? I mean, like, a baby.
He would have told us about a baby, though.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, it's a baby. What's wrong with having a baby?
Because you don't
What's
even.
What's wrong with that?
Because you don't even know her.
But it's still a baby. Like I'm going to have to take responsibility of it.
He would have told us about a fucking baby.
Yeah. He
maybe not
told
the show.
Parent. Right.
But he would have told us.
I think once the baby would have been here, because he would have been hoping on the miscarriage or some shit like that.
So, but see, I was like, okay, so it's not a baby. But and I was thinking maybe he tied his money up.
No, that's he definitely did that too. He listened to you. Was that Think and Grow Rich?
Right.
And he burnt the bridges. He burnt the boats.
Yeah. Yeah.
He arrived on the shore and he's like, I'm going all in on this fucking diaper thing.
Yep.
This is my shot.
Or. Third one that we did is like, what's the biggest trick the devil ever played?
Okay, this is the thing, right? The first two, right? You heard how, I was like, those are very likely.
Yeah.
The third one fucked me up. That
it
one,
is.
That seems the most likely now. Like,
yeah.
Why don't you care? Because no, nothing else would say you don't care again.
Anybody like who didn't smoke weed behind that nigga got it.
Oh, shit. There's nothing you can do. Oh. It might be too late for you.
It's too late for me.
It's too late?
Yeah, just go ahead and hey, be honest. Will you do me an honor, man, of you? What is it? Utilizing you eulogy? Would you do my
eulogy?
I'll
do your eulogy,
all right,
man.
Thank you, bro. If it ever comes to that, man.
You sit on the same side of the table as him.
I'm fucked.
Yeah,
I'm fucked.
It's pretty much a done daughter. Me and Smooth, we might
You're
be
just
good.
Building a strong immune system.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
I might be getting those little nano doses, right? that's helping me, So when the full outbreak came, I'd be like,
he just wiped his nose again. Like it's involuntary. He tried to hide
this.
It. He was like this. He tell you like, what I do with his hand now? He's like, he saw him. What I do with his hand now? He's like,
See, you fucking with me. Don't do that.
Telling you, man.
I'm sorry, man.
But it's not just him though. The world is fucking crazy. Like, yeah. I got sick four times at work since November. So I wore this at work today, and then I was like, oh, you know what? Perfect time. Cause this dude got that shit. I'm willing to bet he got this shit.
No, don't do that. I don't. You good, right?
He's too happy go lucky about going back.
No, but he's too cavalier. Like it's like it's like a nigga be like, Oh, you gonna fuck that bitch? He's like, well, she gonna get me out on God. Right. Like
I said, hey, you can get in a car wreck.
Right.
I mean, I'm still gonna get in a car.
That's what he's really thinking. Like, what else they gonna give me? Like, right. I done already got it. You know right. what I mean? But real talk, before we get into what happened to me at the Walmart, I got a family member who's got a daughter who's had a fever of 100+ for like 4 days and
no.
hadn't gone to like the no like
hospital
extra medical attention. I'm like, what are we doing? What kind of game are we playing? That I don't. I mean, if you
fever is tough. Like when you have a fever, you want to go to the hospital.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's like one of the telltale signs of some of this bullshit out there.
Yeah,
you got a fever that don't go away. Day two, we at the doctor because they have a test for the coronavirus, right? So at least tell me we ain't got nothing to worry about. Like they do it on a cruise ship. They got right. motherfuckers quarantined.
Yeah, they can check your temperature, and that could lead to them doing more tests.
Yeah, well, Sammy, her temperature was already up. So, yeah, that, I don't know, be honest. You might be onto some shit, but it's too late for me.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, no, run. Save yourself.
I'm good. I got this force field.
Now, I mean, and I don't know. You know, I mean, either way, I don't know if I feel better. Like, if I feel safe from you, because, again, you're the one that's been sick, like you said, since fucking...
Yeah, and I'm tired of it. I'm sick of being sick, so I'm not allowing anybody to contaminate me again.
You've been sick since Wyclef Jean left.
What was that?
Back to November.
That was so corny. Oh, that was bad.
So what happened to you at Walmart?
Oh, man.
look how he deflects.
Yeah, no, it's great, though.
He wants to get away from it. Get him up off, man.
Ah, don't touch me.
Hey, nigga, that's...
that's the same hand he wiped his boogies with.
Yep.
No, but I was at the Walmart, and I'm a little traumatized because I don't know whether to be, you know... flattered or what, but I was, you know, at the Walmart shopping and the couple of hood radish, you know, young chicks. And when I say young chicks, I'm talking about like, I don't know.
Like 16. My age?
Nah, bro. You're a lot younger than that.
Oh, so it's kids.
Like, yeah, these are like high schoolers. Oh, okay. Right? And, but they was ratchet though. You know what I mean? They, you know that type, right?
Yeah.
You know, and someone's going to be like, you just don't like black people. Fuck that. They was ratchet. And so these girls walked by me, and as they walked by, you know, I didn't say nothing, but I heard one of them say, oh, that old dude was kind of cute. I'm like,
that who?
Old dude. and I'm like, oh, the fuck? Like, and I looked around because I really was looking for the old dude that was kind of like still on his game, right? I was like, where this nigga at? You know what I mean? And there was nobody around us.
You was the old dude.
It was me, man. And I was like, well, she said I was kind of cute. I mean, so there's something there, right? Or I mean, but she started off with old dude.
Yeah. I mean,
they're 16.
I know, but to her, that I am an old dude, but I mean, I'm just like, I just didn't know how to.
I mean, you should be happy somebody thought you was cute, like at this age.
Nah, I mean, that's a given,
still,
right?
You still got it. It's all good.
But yeah, I didn't know how to.
You don't want to embrace your age?
So if they weren't ratchet, could one of them get it or both of them get it?
No. See, I'm not like you. I can't go that low.
They were 16? Oh, nigga, I missed that.
It's legal in Georgia. 16 is legal.
They might look 16.
I don't know. But see, that's the thing. You can't look like that.
Your 40s, if they look 16.
Right. I couldn't.
And they're 18.
I work with a chick. That's skinny as fuck. She looked like she's probably like
deep little motherfucker.
No, I'm talking about bony bone. Like, you know what I mean? And I know she's a woman. I've seen her at functions and she's got kids.
Right.
But if you saw her in public, she could be mistaken for a high schooler. Nah, that's too. That's
yeah. Not the kid.
Because of her body type? Even her face look young?
Her body type. Nah, I don't know. I ain't really paying too much.
Not the kid, man.
Her body type is built. Like, she don't got no, like.
Womanly
like
weight.
Yeah, she ain't hit puberty yet, like body. It's just real thinny.
No thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. Good. Even though I know that like he said, like that one don't never stop. But hey. Yeah.
So you didn't like it didn't boost your confidence hearing that today?
Nah, man, I was conflicted, bro. You know what I mean? I didn't I'm okay being an old dude. I ain't gonna lie, cause I know I've looked at my beard lately and it's a lot more white than when we first started doing the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, like Obama, you doing this show caused stress on your life?
No, I don't know about that.
No, it's smooth. It's caused stress on your life.
It's been 6 years, dog.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
We caught you at the right time.
It's just time, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But it got me to thinking about you, just thinking about that skinny girl, because I have thought about some shit. Right? Let me ask you. I know I say I don't give a fuck about how people fuck. You know what I mean? But do you guys ever look at people and imagine or wonder what kind of sex they have?
All the time.
All the time?
Yeah. But he's a little bit too enthusiastic. I was like all the time. But
I
think that like on third thought. Like,
so you've thought about that about us?
Not you guys.
Okay, he's lying. I mean, he looked away. He's lying.
Right. He did look away. You
Okay, hold on, French Reggie. So if you had to put like rank us, who do you think fucks the best out of the three of us?
Nah, I can't answer that. I can't answer that.
It's too late. You already thought it now. It's too late.
I don't know who fucked the best. I didn't think that part.
What were you thinking about when you
I just think you guys can do your thing. That's it.
So who you think everybody here can do their thing?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Yeah. Why you keep looking at Smooth?
Because he's the only one I question.
Shit, I do my thing, my nigga. Hey.
What's worse? The fact that French Reggie's saying this or that Jay Smooth is really trying to impress
him? No, he's like, you let me
shit, I do my motherfucking thing, Reg.
I mean, if your mind ain't made up.
but when I look at
hold on, what the fuck is you talking about?
When I see like huge fat people. Like not just people that are like overweight, but like they're so fat.
I don't think they fuck.
Have to. They have kids. So how did the kid come?
That's how they got huge. We've all seen those pictures of pre-kid, post-kid.
Yeah, nah. but those people were already fat.
It'd be two different.
So you're saying you don't think fat people have sex?
Yeah, they just not lift the
big
up.
Not the big obese ones, like the ones that take the carts when they get into Walmart. Nah.
Yeah,
I've seen skinny people do that though in pajamas.
Yeah, they probably high. But those people, you know, they just lift up the fat. That's what I'm assuming. And then...
So, okay, first off, you're assuming, obviously, that they're fucking someone skinny, right?
That's how it usually goes.
Nah, it doesn't usually go that way. Well, who told you that?
Why do you keep looking at me now?
Two fat people can't fuck each other.
Two fat people fuck all the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking about those fat people. Two of them can't fuck each other.
None of them fucking is what I'm trying to tell you.
I think they're fucking.
Let me imagine this in your world, yeah. Right? Since you're good to imagine this shit. Uh-huh. You think that there's this super obese dude or chick out there, and then along comes some average-sized guy or girl that says, I want some of that dick or pussy.
I think if it's a super fat girl, she'll find an average-sized dude. Now, if it's the other way around, you may be right. They're not fucking. But if it's a dude, if it's a girl, yeah, she's going to find himself a guy that's going to fuck that.
She's going to find himself. Wait, it's too
she's going to find herself a guy that's going to fuck that.
Pronouns was fucked.
She's going to find herself a nigga that's going to do that.
I don't know.
Average size. You may be a little bit fat, too, like Jay Smooth size, but... But he's smaller than her.
Hey, so. Let's stop real quick because I'm glad, Jay Smooth, that you because it's clear that white ain't really that flattering, and that white shirt you came in today was exposing some shit that wasn't on camera last week. And I was like, damn, I wonder if he's gonna go on air.
See the fat above his bra strap.
You know how you watch a show and you be like, oh, that's a fake tummy. Like the bitch is supposed to be pregnant, but you know it's not. Like it's too high. It's stiff. And it's like, you know, he was carrying it high.
That means it's a boy. Is that boys carry high, right?
He would definitely be having a boy. That motherfucker was unzipped the shirt. Unzipped the shirt then, if I'm fronting. Unzipped the shirt. Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Nah, come all the way. No, Sue, are you
trying to? He barely can't breathe.
Look at him. Bro, he's sucking his stomach in.
I can see it on the camera here.
This dude came in.
Sexy than a motherfucker.
Oh. This dude came in with a TV tray.
You such a fucking hater, nigga.
I'm sorry.
You fucking hater. You hater bastard. You know what I'm saying? French, get this motherfucker off you, man. No, I'm just saying, because he started on you first.
No, he didn't.
Everybody started on me with the corona shit.
Because you got the world plague, nigga. Get that nigga off you. J-Mac, fuck you.
You
got your ass over there in that motherfucker Walmart in the hood, you know what I'm saying, to holler at young bitches and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
When you came in, I thought you had a TV dinner tray stuck to your shirt.
I'm gonna let you have these fucking jokes tonight, nigga. This shit is this you. This you tonight, J-Mac. I'm going to let you have this shit.
You don't think about old people fucking?
I think about them all, bro. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now.
I wonder if old people be fucking.
No, I
believe I'm a good judge of character, too. Like, I believe in my mind that I know when somebody's, like, whack or retarded or what. I feel like I know.
Like, did you guys see the video of that stripper? Stripper. Yeah, like, she was shooting. No. Not that one. That one's crazy. Yo,
how did that bitch keep dancing?
No, how was she alive?
She's fine. She broke her jaw, though.
She broke her jaw?
Yeah, she came out with another video saying she broke her jaw.
You didn't see her shoe?
She lost some teeth.
She lost teeth?
Yeah.
And she broke her jaw?
Yeah.
Wow. But you know that when you lose teeth, there's blood. So if she lost teeth immediately.
She was in there twerking and shit with.
Just dripping blood out her mouth.
I know people were like, what, bitch, what the fuck?
Nah, bro.
You're not getting no tips. Look, I know you just broke your shit. Stop. You're not getting a tip.
No, fuck that.
You're giving a tip?
She tried. You know, I'm not a tipper.
No.
I'm not the tipper nigga. No. But if this bitch fall from two stories and continue to twerk, I told you how impressed I am. One of my Beyonce moments is when she fell and kept going.
No.
Like, that shit impresses me.
This is the shit where you need to just stop and lay there.
She did not.
She deserved a tip.
No, that's
because she didn't stop and lay there.
No, she needs to carry her ass
home. Kind of commitment is admirable. Why do you think people cried about Kobe?
If a bitch broke her arm, like let's say she was dancing in the back, she was dancing and stuff, and she hit the wall by mistake, and she came out and dislocates her shoulder, she should not come out dance with the other arm.
Dude, you gotta get the show must go on, nigga.
And this arm just dead. And she was like, no, nigga.
That stripper is the Kobe Bryant of strippers, nigga. Nothing fazed her.
Bullshit. She broke her jaw and lost her teeth.
Yeah, you wouldn't have known it.
But they didn't. I want to see the next few seconds when that bitch was like passed out. I guarantee she passed out. I guarantee fucking she passed out.
You don't think she made it off on her own?
No. There is no way. After that third ass twerk, they cut the video, nigga. 4 and 5, that shit slowed down and she laid the fuck down.
Who at the table has been concussed?
I don't know that I have.
I've been concussed, right? Okay. And so as a kid, I fucking tried to, you know, kid do stupid shit on the swings. I'm trying to fucking time motherfuckers swinging
and running. And it kicked you in the head.
Fucked me up, right? Okay. Like I caught it and all I remember was bark and fucking feet and I don't remember the next day. I don't remember shit.
Right.
And then I came back to school the next day and the teacher was talking and shit and was like, yo, take out your work and shit. And I'm like, work? And I'm like, I don't remember fucking having to work. I opened up my folder and the shit was done. I was like, what the fuck?
Maybe you didn't do it.
No, I did.
Did the work for you.
I lost the whole day. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I didn't remember even being assigned homework. I didn't remember shit after that fucking kick. That was the last thing I remembered until I felt like I fucking woke up in class and the bitch is asking for homework. And I had it done. And that's when I realized, like, what the fuck? In my handwriting, I'd done some shit that I didn't even know I had done. That bitch was concussed. You can keep moving. I did homework. That bitch probably went home and did the dishes. She probably fucked her dude. I mean, and don't remember it, but.
If her teeth gone and shit like that and she fucked up.
The fact that she came out with another video admitting it was her. Like, if it was me, I'm not coming out with another follow-up video to say how I am. I'll be the masked bitch that fell off from fucking, because the video's not clear. You can't really see her. She is from up close. See who she was. Like you couldn't see her
light skin chick.
Right. So I would have never showed my true self after that. I would have been like, oh yeah, that's me and I'm fucked up, but I'm good to go.
No, you know niggas had video of her up close in the club. Somebody like pictures and shit.
Bro, that shit was
amazing. I promise you, she passed out after that. She did not walk that off.
I bet she finished her shift.
I guarantee she didn't.
You don't know what
the ambulance.
I'll DM her. You know fucking strippers from afar.
The ambulance came and taped her head to that little plank, nigga. She did not walk off that stage. I promise you.
She didn't get up to twerk. She just stayed on her knees
and
twerk.
And she was low too. She was low as hell. She did not walk that off.
I'm a fair believer now that I feel like once you fucking it's like fucking what was that Weekend at Bernie's? Like once you start twerking, your body involuntarily just keeps moving, even if you like, you could just chop your head off at that point and you just keep doing. Cause you remember that one where that bitch did a fucking flip and landed on her face, but she still was twerking it, even though she was semi-conscious.
I didn't see that, but this bitch went feet over head, boom.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? To go back to your topic, I guarantee she can fuck.
Yeah.
What's the biggest complaint when you fucking somebody? They ouch or You know what I'm saying?
She take whatever. Like, you're right. You're damn right.
She's taking what? You could goddamn somersault off the ring ropes, nigga, in that pussy. She taking that dick.
Off the top rope on that shit.
Nigga.
What was that motherfucking snook, super fly when that motherfucking nigga just grabbed the back of his leg?
Nigga, you could take her foot and the palm of her foot and touch it on the side of her head and have her pussy spread up and fuck that like that, and she's still gonna take that. She's not stopping. She's like, give it to me, nigga. Give it to me. That might be scary, actually.
Yeah,
that's losing teeth and still dancing. That might be scary.
Nah, she was a savage for that. I'm gonna tell you right now. No, again,
she was embarrassed, nigga.
Of course. Her embarrassment drove her to superhuman strength.
No,
nigga.
No,
when's the last time you saw someone fall two stories and get up?
No.
Or do anything?
This is what happened, okay? She got shocked. You know that shock shit?
Sure.
I knew a nigga that broke his neck and got up and walked to the side of the curb and then passed out.
Yeah.
But his neck was broken, nigga. Yeah. He was in traction when we got to the hospital.
I saw a deer get hit, and that motherfucker rolled over and shit like that and just kept on going. But later on, they saw the motherfucker dead on the side of the road.
Who's they? Who saw him they? Who is
the
they,
people
nigga?
That was the
somebody
people that
called you?
The people that motherfucker, we was all over that way.
With the people we was all over that way. How'd you meet up with them again?
I'm saying. We saw the motherfucker dead over there on that
Lies.
Side.
Oh, just coming through.
He said the people. Now he said we.
I'm saying the people we. Yeah.
The people we.
Yeah.
What are you, French? You French?
I'm saying, yeah. Like French. French be lying.
No, man. Yeah, she might be scared.
So the deer was in shock.
Fuck out of here. She was in shock, man. Nah. She fell and she didn't know what the fuck she was supposed to be doing. And because she had no idea, she's like, what was I doing before? Oh, dancing. So she's dancing.
I'm telling you, she probably didn't even know that she was dancing still anymore. And if you haven't seen the video, listeners, go out there and check it out. Just stripper falls from two stories. Just Google that. I bet you'll find it. But the thing about it is the stripper that she almost falls on is equally unfazed. To be commended. Unfazed.
Yeah. Yeah,
she didn't stop her show at all. Like,
she's
this
like, bitch, are you okay? Nothing. She say, bitch, you all right?
That bitch will be all right.
Nothing. No, she didn't even wink at her. She saw her and turned to the back to the crowd.
She probably like, I hope that bitch die.
She didn't even fully look. She side looked at her. She gave her a side look and then kept it going with the crowd. I don't even know what she was doing. She wasn't even dancing.
She didn't give a fuck.
She wasn't even fucking dancing. She was just sitting on the edge of the stage.
She almost got fucked up because if she'd have broke that bitch's fall.
Oh no, she would have got killed. She might have died. And we're not sure this bitch ain't gonna die. Honestly, we don't know. You can walk around for two days and just
this would be clear. Light skinned people tougher than you motherfucking get credit for.
What? Of course.
No, I'm just saying, you know, light skins get a
light
bad rap.
Light skin and under 6 feet. It's a pretty tough crew, man. It is.
I don't know why you got to throw in that.
Because it's true, man. Under 6 feet club is some strong motherfuckers, man.
Oh, you just not watching it?
Hey, yeah. I ain't never seen this shit. The bitch fell from the ceiling like, nigga, you spray a bug. That bitch that fell, nigga, and it was a roach. The other chick looked like a roach on the goddamn stage. And then she got up and she just started twerking. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Nigga, that's stripper survivor 101. Nigga, if you ever in danger, twerk your way out the room, nigga. Just back it out.
And then this bitch throwing. If this is her, she throwing a thumbs up in the hospital, nigga. She pretty though.
What I
still fuck that bitch. Hey, with our teeth. Hey, but when you get your teeth back in, hey, holler at your boy Smooth on the No Nonsense Show.
I think it's in the back.
She's straight.
The though, recording though. What I like is the people recorded. Oh my God, is she okay?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, like seriously,
her stripper friend didn't give a fuck.
But the people,
it's like this bitch fall all the time. That's how the other chick look. It's like this bitch is always fucking falling.
Bitch, you falling again?
Like, do you think she's gonna have PTSD next time?
Yes, nigga. Shit, there's no way she comes back without trauma.
No, you.
That's a hard fall, bro.
They say about horse riding. That bitch got to get back up on that pole.
Yeah, but she got to low pole it for now.
That's a scary fall.
J-Mac, when I'm looking at the video, nigga, this bitch like, you know how you do the centipede? And then you go back? That bitch was coming. She going back out the frame, nigga, like, I'm good. I'm going back to the locker room.
Bianca is right. She had to pass out because how she ended up in the hospital.
No,
she didn't go to the hospital
her.
After a shift.
They had to make sure, nigga. She had to finish her show, nigga. She was getting paid.
There's
no way you finish a shift and go into the hospital.
They taped her head to that board and took her out, nigga. And the motherfucker's night was ruined. My night would be ruined. I don't want to see no more pussy, honestly. If I'm up front and that shit happens in front, like something had to splat.
I need a discount.
You heard the splat, too.
I need a discount.
No, discount.
I need discounted now, nigga.
What, drinks?
Everything. Pussy, lap dances, everything. I'm traumatized. I need some, you know what the fuck? I didn't come here for this.
Yeah.
If you want me to come back, I need discounts. What the fuck?
So look, French Reggie, since you're the one who volunteers so hard, who is somebody that you've noticed that you... that you think could fuck pretty good.
Let me ask, before you answer that, you think of guys and girls, right? I mean, not in that manner, but like if you're just saying
a couple, yeah. If I see a couple or something like that, that's what you mean.
Okay, what if it's just a dude?
Not just a dude alone.
Like that nigga look like he.
I may say like, oh, that nigga look like he don't get no bitches, but not okay. Think like if he how he fucks, you know.
J-Mac trying to set you up. Hey, good thing you ain't walked down that motherfucker. Because if you had to say that nigga look like he be throwing some dick,
but that's not what I was thinking.
Hey, look, good
you
thing
was you, thinking that.
No, good thing you stayed was thinking on, that. No, good thing you stayed on your guard because you was like,
I didn't steal my guard. I was just saying what I had to say.
No, you did because you was like this. I don't be thinking the nigga that way. I be thinking the nigga probably don't get no pussy. But J-Mac had a serious face. He was hoping.
Well, no.
Yeah, he said a couple.
But no.
He said
no. French Reggie is definitely lying right now.
I know.
You're
How
not
am I lying?
Because you're not only thinking about niggas that can't get pussy. That's like saying, right. I only know ugly.
Oh,
niggas.
I didn't say that. I didn't say all that.
I said sometimes when I see a guy, I may think he doesn't get any
so
pussy.
So what's the other time?
If I see a guy that missed the other description, yeah, I'll be like, okay, this nigga got pussy.
You don't even want to say that. Yeah. What's the other description?
A good looking guy.
Whoa. This has nothing to do with good looking, does it?
No, but I'm just saying, I'll just give one example. One example could be a good-looking guy.
You think Idris Elba looks good, right?
Yeah, he's a handsome
so
man.
So you think he could probably lay it down, or what do you think?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't have any problem in that category.
No, not. I mean, of course. So you're talking about getting bitches, or are you talking about like
we're talking about fucking?
Fucking.
Both. Yeah.
He got a British accent though. Nigga.
He's rich. He's gonna get bitches, right? He's famous. Right, he's gonna get bitches. Yeah. But
then there's that fucking British accent.
Is he? Do you think he's like giving him that?
Do me a favor. Give me the British accent. What do you think he says when he's fucking him?
I can't do the British accent.
Hold on.
The only thing I can say is, I don't know. That's the only thing I can say in that accent.
Nothing like a British accent. What are you doing, Mac?
I'm trying to figure out what, I know he's English, right?
Yeah. What area he's from?
Yeah, what area he's from, because then I want to see if Fridge Reggie could guess what his dick size is.
What's his ethnicity?
Right, what's his ethnicity?
He's British, but his parents are Congolese. Like, you're right. Like that. But I don't know if that has anything to do with it, though, does it? Dick size has nothing to do with whether you can fuck, right, Reg?
Yeah, that's not really. It matters a little bit. It matters a little bit, but you need to have a set of skills too.
So out of 1 to 10, 1 being it doesn't matter at all, 10 means it matters the most. What would you say that scale is? Dick size and being able to fuck. What do you think that scale is?
So dick size, 10 is the most?
No. What I'm saying is, dick size not playing a part in having good sex. 1 is bad. 10 is really good. Or it plays a big part, I'm saying. Which one do you think it is?
5.
So it's about right in the middle. Yeah. So that's not what you said a second ago. You said it doesn't play a part.
But right in the middle, is it really?
What are you going to say?
Like the other skills can make up for that.
What other
skills?
Mean?
Let's say like you average on the dick size, but you got a great set of skills that makes
finger,
up for
you
it.
Can
I just said,
good.
I just said, how much of a part does dick size play in having good sex? 1 mean it doesn't play a part at all. 10 it plays the most part. That's right. And you said 5.
Yeah, but I'm saying 5 to me is not that high. That's what I'm saying. 5 for me is really not that high. I think it's when we start looking at 7, 8, 9, 10.
So then you're saying it plays an average amount.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. So Idris Elba could throw it down. Who else? Who else would you say is probably a top runner?
I don't just think of dudes off the top of my head like that.
I mean, we're on a show where you think of things, and you jumped out the window. So I'm, you know, I was giving you the opportunity to stay out the window.
I think women be capping. I think majority of men can lay it down the right way. I really think women be lying when they say.
You think the majority of guys can throw it down?
Yeah, because it's such a natural thing. I don't know how you can really fuck that up. Like, even if you don't know what you're doing, it's such a innate, natural thing that a man wants to do. Like, how can you really fuck that up?
So the dude, when you over in China, you had a video picture of him and his dick. You think he could throw it down in bed?
He would have to do other things to satisfy his woman. You know, probably toys, fingers, eating the pussy. He would have to do other things. And I think a combination of all those things, his woman will be satisfied.
You think he fucking a doggy style with a short dick?
Here's my problem. So how would you know that's how you do it? How would you know that that's the like, how would you know that you need to do other things if it's not accommodating?
Like,
well, I mean, because, you know, the running story is that his sister says he's extremely blessed.
Right.
So then how would he know you have to do other things like toys and
oh, he's just imagining, right?
Well, imagine? Would you imagine that?
He imagines this shit.
So if you drove a Ferrari, right, would you imagine that niggas in a Fiat got a... Would you give a fuck what they got to do with their stick shift?
No, but I could imagine, like, compared to what
I got. Could you really?
Well, yeah, because I know what I got and how I live.
In a Ferrari, you only...
I know how the Ferrari life is.
You know how fast
is.
You get to second gear in a Ferrari compared to a Fiat? Those are different problems.
That's what I'm saying. I know what I get to live as a Ferrari owner.
Okay.
And then I know where you're... That's not the same life you're living. So then I can imagine poverty.
You assume...
I could be rich and imagine being broke.
Yeah. But I don't think you just create things like toys and fingers. Like, that's something you have to experience.
What are you saying?
Uh-huh. I'm trying to figure out what your sister... Was your sister lying too? We already know Jay Smooth family be lying.
No, but I don't get what you're trying to say, because I know that if you can't satisfy your woman, there's other things you need to do that... I don't get the correlation.
Don't let him do you like that, man. Listen, because we've all head popped a hoe, right? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Where you just popping the head in, pop, 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 just the head, you know,
I've never done that.
The plunger, you know what I mean? The plunger's doing his job, right?
You like, only fucked a bitch with the head of your dick?
Just the head popper. No one's ever head popper?
No. I didn't even know what that was till you just said it.
What? Where you constantly, you know, because it's like the rim is focusing, right?
So, J-Man, most niggas be like, I'm just want to put the head in one time. Nigga, you talking about just head fucking it.
For the whole sex.
Just the head. No, not for the whole sex,
but you know, you switch gears, right?
For a couple of seconds.
Nah, I'm ordering a couple of seconds.
How long
do you... But it's just part of your rhythm. That's what you're trying to say.
You switch up. Like, I mean, you know, you got
just
gears.
The head.
Just the head. Head popper for...
Like, as a tease to give her the real shit.
Yeah, I mean, the head popper, though, see, that's the thing, right? That the head popper becomes like... Like a very
intense. If that's
intense,
all you got, nigga, then you fucking with your head.
It becomes a very intense like feeling, right?
And as soon as I get it. So it's like, how can I make this feel like a micro penis?
Right.
Oh, I know.
Y'all don't know shit about
it. It's short, but it's fat.
I'm telling you, man. Y'all gotta fucking utilize all of it, man. You think the head is just the fucking supposed to be rammed into the fucking cervix?
You're right.
Nigga, if you just fucking with a bitch with the head of your dick, nigga, you just pop head pop. Popper, like you talking about, nigga, you teasing this shit out of
like,
that motherfucker.
Is it like, are you just stroking like real fast or like real slow just to catch it so you don't go all the way in?
First off, there has to be some sort of a friction with the head, right? Like your head is just loosely just flopping in and out, that don't do it. Like you gotta, the ridge, the
you gotta
rim.
Be elephantitis.
The rim has gotta, that when you pull it out, it gotta...
You gotta be Shorty Mac. Is that the nigga name that y'all be talking about? That's him, right?
That is that nigga. That's my cousin. That's my cousin Shorty Mac. That's like, what up, cuz? That's my cousin Shorty Mac. I told you, I'd have followed his footsteps if I would have, you know, never had kids and never got married.
Right. So okay, so we got ears up. Who else? Friends Reggie. Come on, give me somebody else, man.
Jay Smooth is the man connoisseur. He should tell us. Who?
Jay Smooth, who do you think? Well, he didn't say whether he does this or not.
Do you do it, Jay Smooth?
You don't
visualize people fucking.
No,
not even
thing,
girls.
Only thing, when it comes to shit like that, I see a couple, I be like, man, that nigga probably ain't fucking that bitch. She too fine as fuck. That nigga ain't hitting that pussy right.
Like, he's not fucking her right.
Like, if you see a badass bitch mm-hmm. with a look like a garbage ass nigga, he be like, man, that nigga ain't hitting. He probably just paying that broad.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody done said some shit like that.
So, yeah. How many people you think say that about you?
Nigga, hey, it probably a fast shit motherfucker might say about me, but nigga, hey, it's all good. It might be a bitch or two. I might not fuck as good.
But
you
see,
know what I'm saying?
It's totally opposite for me. When I see something like that, if I'm going to think something, I'm going to think, especially if this nigga's not, he don't look like he got a ton of money. I'm like, that nigga throwing dick.
Like, for instance, Donald Trump, there's no way he's fucking that pussy.
No.
She cheated.
No way.
Yeah, she got a man.
Huh?
I'm saying she got a man on the side.
Oh, okay, got you. Oh.
Nigga, shit, now that bitch ain't got... Nah.
What about Obama? I'm not going for it. I know y'all about to do that black president. He's charismatic.
Hey, that motherfucker. Yeah.
I think she's fucking him.
She could be.
She seems way too strong.
No, you talk about who I think Michelle could fuck. You could tell Michelle could fuck.
That's what I just said. She's fucking him.
No, she's definitely... I don't know. I'm not talking... With what? Are you talking about like a strap-on?
No, nigga. Okay. I'm saying she's doing... Like, she's putting it down.
Oh, she's definitely throwing that... She's throwing that shit. And I bet it's not shaved.
It's not supposed to be.
No, it looks like your beard. That's what I bet it. That's what I'm imagining the ex-first lady's coochie looking like.
What about Barbara Bush?
But it's strong, though. It's a strong beard looking.
What's the younger Bush's wife's name? Betty or Barbara? Or is that the mom?
Barbara is old.
None of them.
Barbara is George Bush's
Barbara
wife.
About to die.
They're both George Bush, nigga.
The son.
The son? So what about Barbara Bush?
Barbara Bush was his wife, wasn't
I
he?
I think he was probably fucking that because, you know, he got that good old boy mentality. He probably can't do nothing else. He wasn't good at running the country. He couldn't fucking speak English. He's like French Reggie. You know, he's like the white version of French Reggie.
But, he was rich.
What that mean?
That's how he got pussy.
But he wasn't rich like that, though. He was weird rich.
Who?
Like, nobody thought he was supposed to be rich.
Who?
Bush.
He was oil rich, right?
Yeah, but him and his brother, they're both country bumpkin ass motherfuckers. They're not like, they don't fit in any of the balls and galas.
Oh, okay, so just example. I was at a event this weekend, right?
Right.
And there's this dude and he's sitting there with two chicks. He got chick on one side and these bitches ain't got no clothes on. And it's an older dude.
Where are you at?
It was swinger spot. Nigga, you just can't come out of
no, here. My nigga, I posted that shit, didn't I?
No.
I didn't?
No.
This bitch trying to...
The trapeze?
No, it wasn't trapeze. This bitch was trying to get on a stripper pole and she could not. She got no clothes on.
She's too fat?
You know, she's not fat. She was younger.
Too slippery?
I think the pole was the first pole she was trying to do was too
girthy.
Thick. Yeah, so she had to get to a skinnier pole. But the funny thing is, the bitch kept dropping shit. She took off her bra.
Okay, I got a question. Was she naked?
Yes.
Pussy naked?
Pussy naked.
On the pole?
On the pole.
That's gross.
That's what I said. As soon as her pussy touched that, she got herpes.
Gross.
Was this at a house or some at an event?
It's
hall?
A pole.
It was
there.
An event. No, you know how they, you know how at, was it Kroger or is it Publix? Where they always got that, the little, you know, special needs people doing the bagging?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I always think how they fuck.
Of what?
Like, all the time. Like,
I think they can fuck.
No, I mean, anytime I see one of age, I'm like, do you fuck or not? If so, do you make those noises?
Here's the thing. In the seventh grade, I believe that nigga could probably crush your skull with his bare hands.
He probably could.
So because of that, I'm giving him credit. He probably can rip a pussy apart.
Yeah. Tell him to Down syndrome?
With his hands?
No, not Down syndrome. The strong, extra full beard in the seventh grade ass nigga.
Oh, that nigga just slow in class. But nigga
named Grady.
Grown.
Like, why is your name Grady, nigga?
Nigga grown as fuck.
I went to Grady. So I'm like, your name is Grady? Or is that your name? Or is this just like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
your code name.
Like, why are you named that?
No, I think they can fuck. I think
who that special needs people?
Yeah, the special needs people.
I mean, because I think their focus has probably been on fucking, like, no. You know what I mean? Because they probably not early bloomers. You know, you're not probably fucking early. Unless it's some forbidden shit that's not supposed to happen to you.
Let's just look at the parallels. I believe all stupid niggas can play ball or fuck or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they have those abilities because they're not sharp in the other places. It's just like not having vision so you can smell real good.
Y'all got it. See, it's a different type of special need because, what you talking about in school, you had different kinds in the class. You had the motherfucker that was really fucked up, like they were born with a fucked up ass disability. Then you got the nigga that just couldn't keep up in class.
I'm not talking about the nigga that looked like he walked real
cool.
You
talking about the nigga that couldn't keep up in class. You talking about that nigga.
No. I'm talking about the one that's always smiling. Super fucking nice until you say the wrong word and then the motherfucker attack you like pork and beans.
I had a kid like that in high school. The word was vinegar.
He talking about the one that the separation of his eyes ain't proper.
And like his mom,
it's either too close or too far.
Like the nigga Rocky Dennis on my ass.
No, he's not ugly like that. I'm talking about this nigga. His mom is really terrified of him, so she's so happy when she drops him off at school.
like he got like weight lifting body and he don't do shit.
She be carrying celery and shit to feed him like while he's walking, so to keep him excited.
This is not. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me.
Y'all niggas going to hell. All the way.
Oh,
that's
man,
the best. What about the old ladies with the mustache?
I
think it's musty down there.
Ooh, once it get to a certain point, I think these motherfuckers just give up on pussy or dick.
So it's just not fucking.
I think they still be fucking.
They gotta still be fucking. They gotta be fucking that kind. They gotta be fucking that kind.
You guys are fooling yourselves, right? You can look at someone and go, they're not fucking. They're not. There comes a time. You know what? I bet you've met people your age. Sex ain't that important. Sex ain't that important. Sex ain't that important.
It's like that, nigga, when you can't get it, nigga.
Sex is not all that.
They're not fucking regularly, but that doesn't mean they're not fucking. They're still getting.
But if they're at your age right now talking that dumb shit,
yeah.
By the time they fucking 60, yeah. they give up on fucking. They're like, fuck it. I mean, I'm trying to fucking worry about this and that and other things in the world. Fuck sex.
What's that word called? Asexual? The people that just not into sex?
That don't have sex? Asexual people just don't have sex.
I don't know. Oh, yeah,
so
really
they're not sexual at all. They don't.
So do you think there's a high amount of people like that?
No. No, I mean, you want if you
or get, those people become asexual.
Yeah, I think, and I don't know if you become asexual. Like I just think that you it's effort, right? It takes effort to fuck, right? To go find someone. If you don't have someone to fuck, you got to go find someone to fuck. And if you get old enough, and you're probably like, fuck, I don't want to put in the effort that it takes to go find someone to fuck. I'm just not gonna fuck.
All right. Well, we got shouts out to North Carolina.
Hey, North Carolina, Black History Month, right?
Is it?
Nigga, it's February for 29 days. They got they don't got shit at your work up about fucking niggas?
Nope. No, we don't like black people.
Y'all need to protest, nigga. Where I work at, nigga, they got black pictures up everywhere, nigga. Like, have you ever heard of Doris Miller?
Nope.
No, what'd she do?
It's a nigga. It's a dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Named Doris?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't do that shit to our kids no more. But that nigga was, he got the Navy Cross, nigga. I think he's the first black person to get the Navy Cross. But what?
Nothing.
That's not. You were in the fucking Navy. You get a Navy Cross, nigga. You over here boo-pooing this nigga's Navy Cross.
I didn't boo-poo it. I'm just like, somebody had to get it.
I'm just saying.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of those ones that's like, somebody was going to get the motherfucker.
It was Doris Miller.
Does it matter who the first one was or the 50th one? They're equally important, right? He should not get credit for getting the first one of those.
Why not? He was the first one.
But it wasn't like all of them were competing at the same
time.
It's like Marcus said, go, and he was the first one to get to it. He was alive first.
There was other niggas.
No, you're not listening to what I'm saying. The 50th nigga's Navy Cross was just as important as his Navy Cross.
No.
Yes.
Tell that to Jackie Robinson.
Nigga, whatever. North Carolina. Shout out to North Carolina. I know we got listeners from North Carolina.
And see what up.
No, it's Kakalaki.
Why are they so dumb, though?
It's the South, ain't it?
But are they dumb? Wait a minute. What'd you say?
It's the South. I mean, that's a stereotype, right? I mean, there's a lot of inbreeding. There's a lot of poor education.
But I mean, I think when you get further north up there, like by North Carolina, it's like closer to the Mason-Dixon line.
I've seen North Carolina. It ain't helping.
Well, this particular chick, I want y'all to see this video, this girl.
Oh, that's her?
She's from North Carolina.
Oh, I thought that was here.
No, I don't think so.
See, he thinks the South is all alike.
I think Chapel Hill is North Carolina, isn't it?
Yeah, Chapel Hill, yeah.
That's what Fantasia, no, she's not from there. She is from there.
Didn't they had the first coronavirus in North Carolina recently?
Did it? Yeah, French, did you stop through that nigga for layover?
Stop saying French got the coronavirus, man.
Yeah, I don't.
Anyway, let's check out this video of this chick right here.
All right.
What is going on, and you know, how is this impacting you? Has water gotten into your apartment or anything yet?
Well, not yet, because it's not that bad, but over here on this side it kind of is, and I guess in the far back it is. That's why the cars is up here and stuff, but it haven't really hit our parking lot yet, so it really ain't affecting me yet. But once it do hit that, they probably gonna tell us to evaporate, and then that's what gets on my nerves all the time. We gotta keep evaporating.
Yeah. And I know we're right by Bowling Creek, and you said that this happens a lot, that you all have flooding here?
Yes. When I first moved here, I think the first time I moved here, it was like this. So we had to, like, evaporate. And it had, like, boats and stuff out here because the whole thing was, like, flooded.
Well, I hope this gets resolved quickly. Thank you so much for talking to us. And we will start. That is gone.
Yeah, man. Whoa.
See, fuck that white lady.
Why?
Fuck her.
What?
She knew what she was doing.
What do you mean?
The first evaporate, you got to correct that bitch.
No, you don't.
Yes,
but
you
wouldn't
do.
That be more embarrassing?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You got to pretend like that shit.
No, one evaporate is not more embarrassing than six.
Three. She said three.
She was hoping her ass would change that shit.
Yeah, she fix it.
No, she kept baiting that bitch.
How do you correct
that? Have you ever been there before? Evacuate?
No,
because what you do is how you do it is you do it real slick, right? You're like, so have you ever been evacuated before? You lead her down the road. You know how to lead a motherfucker. Be honest. Stop acting. You tell her. You say, oh, you know what? You said this has happened before. How many times have you been evacuated?
Right.
So what that bitch had around her neck.
And then she goes, oh, shit.
What if she didn't catch it? What if she still say evaporate?
No, she's going to look at you when you say evacuated. She's going to say, oh, shit, I said some dumb shit, didn't I?
Yeah.
That bitch had that time.
She was so confident, though.
She said it more than once, nigga.
Because I'm the king of word slip-ups. But when you say it multiple times.
Is that your queen? Are you looking for a queen like that?
French. The bitch was cute.
I wasn't worried about all that. She wasn't.
She was cute, but she had that fucked up towel around her neck. So when she evaporate, they can find her ass on the ground. Be like, that's where that bitch was at right there.
What's the proper word, J. Smooth?
Huh?
What's the proper word?
For what?
What?
So when they evacuate how the area, you spell it funny.
I just asked you.
No, nigga, spell it in English.
I feel like you don't know how to spell it either. The way you didn't want to even make an attempt.
You do it.
I'm not fucking with French, man.
So look, I don't know why I'm laughing at this next one. This next one is funny.
Are they gonna be able to see the picture? Because without seeing that lady's fucking
face. No,
they're
gonna see the picture.
That shit's
hilarious. I'm gonna tell y'all, I don't know if y'all going to hell for the retarded folks or this next
couple. This one right here.
Let's let them check this out.
We thought someone stolen Pauline's purse while she's been shopping in town. No doubt the thieves, they've tried to use a card, but the bank stopped all the transactions. Now she's very upset. If you find a purse, of course they'll throw a purse down. They won't keep a purse. So
it's
black. So it's got phone numbers in of the children and everything. So the money will be gone, but she'd like the purse back. Love to everybody.
Thank you.
Yo, when she said it's black, how the fuck is anybody gonna find that purse? You called it out, man.
So
this is motherfuckers trying to get likes.
This is thirst trapping, nigga.
Old school ass motherfuckers.
Am I not supposed to laugh because this is some bullshit?
Old school niggas trying to get likes, man. There's no way we find that purse, nigga.
When I saw that cup, I thought about that movie Chicken Run.
I thought about the one shit we used to see on that. What did he say? Fucking Charlie bit my finger.
Right. Right. It's the same accent.
Maybe that's
him all grown up.
This is the thing though. Him and her, like he's broke. Yeah. Like he's crying for this purse. Like he's crying for her pain.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, we know the money gone. The money gone.
Let's just get the purse back.
But people throw it down.
Yeah.
If you see it, call us. Like
nobody's gonna fucking.
Nigga, so I'm supposed to fucking find a purse. Oh, this is that fucking purse that old dude was fucking waxing poetic about. I mean, DM his ass.
Them niggas trying to get paid on Instagram. That's all that is, man. They trying to get their likes up. Get some sponsorships, flat tummy. You gonna see them niggas doing flat tummy tea next week.
That shit has no chance of working. Nah. That is just for glory.
I don't know why I laughed at it though.
No, that's funny because their faces, like she's sitting there with that. And what happened was it stopped. Like before, listeners, you saw it. We were looking at it, and it froze. And they both had the ugly cry face. It was instantly funny from there. I don't know what they were gonna say after that, but they were froze in time with the ugly cry face, and it was comedy after that.
Oh, okay. So King Kunta made he gave us a topic without even realizing he gave us a topic. Mm. And at first, I didn't recognize the weight of it, but I wanted to kind of get everybody's opinion here because nobody really spoke on it. During the conversation, I can't remember what we were talking about, but everybody just passed by it. His comment was, which one is worse or better, I guess? Which one is more important? Is it more important to be monogamous in real life or monogamous online?
Oh, that's a good one.
What you mean by online?
Nigga, well, okay, so...
out there in them fucking internet streets, nigga.
Where does J. Smooth be in?
In all the time? Motherfucking internet
in
streets.
In the DMs.
Yeah.
If he has a woman, I'm not sure if he's claiming a woman right now, but if he has a woman, meanwhile, he's in these chicks' DMs, so everybody knows this nigga as, oh, that nigga be all in my DMs, is you're not being monogamous online. Mm. So he may not be fucking these bitches, but the appearance of it is... this nigga's out everywhere. He's everybody. He's for everybody in the East streets.
Okay. I see the difference.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Or real life where nobody even knows if you're cheating. Like, let's say he really is fucking these bitches, but he's not doing it publicly. So for his girl, is it better that he be monogamous online or monogamous in real life? If you had to choose between the two, which one is better?
My thing would be, I don't even think it matters whether or not it's a public thing where other people see your fucking digital trail acting a fool. You know what I mean? That's not... important to me. I think you can, you know, people have those private, you know, e-relationships, you know what I mean, where no one knows. And I think those just as well as the fucking other kind.
But see, I consider that to be public because the reason why is because it's out there. So somebody can screenshot that, send it to what, you see what I'm saying?
Oh, right.
So to me, a DM is still fucking out there.
Right.
Whereas if he's just cheating with his bitch at her house, the girlfriend can save face because, you know, everybody on fucking line doesn't know she's getting cheated on.
This shit can get deep too.
It does get deep.
Because what if they're out there in them E streets,
right?
But they're catfishing, right? So they're out there and they're talking to people and they're doing this, but they're not as themselves, right? So they're not showing their pictures and they're not, you know what I mean? I would probably prefer that. Honestly.
Because you don't know.
No, I would prefer that than real dick in my chick. But if you're going to cheat, I would, honestly, I would prefer a virtual dick in you.
I don't know, though, man. No, look,
but I could, because virtual, you could create now emotional attachment.
No, nah, but like, if you, especially if you're not exposing your real self, if you tell me, okay, like if I see a fake page that or a page that you're using, and it's a picture of someone else, right, and it's a different name, and
it's a different character.
And no one knows you.
That's not the same thing.
No.
This has to be you both times.
Okay, so then if you go as yourself and you're out there in them digital streets and niggas
and
know.
And you might be in those digital streets doing some other shit too.
Right. And then,
sending dick pics.
Nah, so yeah, no, who? You talking about when you say you.
Smooth. Okay. You think Smooth's never sent a dick pic?
Of course he has. He sent a dick in life. You know what I mean? Fuck a pic. I mean, he sent bitches dicks across the fucking dance floor.
You still do that big age, J Smooth?
Absolutely.
What'd you say?
That big age.
Big age.
Huh?
What is it? What?
Because he's a
big age?
What'd you say about his age?
Is it
big age?
Is that like a big ego?
Is that how you describe his age?
Because he's too old to be doing that.
Oh, old. Not big age, but old.
He did throw a disclaimer before we started this. He's the king of word fuck ups.
Yeah, what is
so,
that?
So
yeah. But big age, I was just trying to say.
Nobody says it.
It's not going to catch on. It's never catching on.
Watch it catch on.
That's never catching on. That's never going to be a thing.
Your big age, J Smooth. You be still saying dick pics? That's just like high school shit.
Smooth, you all right?
No, French, I don't still send dick pics, dog.
He does.
What's the last dick pic you sent?
Yeah, what year?
It's actually been years.
Since we've done this show. You sent a dick pic since we've done the show.
It's been years.
We've been doing this show since...
We've been doing over 5 years. So yeah. Early in the day, I was sending a dick pic.
So while we're doing the show...
I don't send dick pics anymore. I know
for a fact First Alley Cat got your dick.
No, she didn't. fuck, she didn't. When I saw First Alley Cat pic, I said, nah, no dick pic for you.
Stop.
No, that's real true.
Did you visualize her fucking?
No, I actually was going to send First Alley Cat a dick pic. And then I was like, nah.
But he asked you a question.
And I said, she sounded cuter than what she was.
Asked you a question.
She fooled me.
He asked you a question.
You said what now?
See? Did you think, when you first saw the picture, did you think how she fuck? How she would fuck?
First Alley Cat, did I think how she would fuck? Yeah. When I saw the picture, I said,
nigga,
she probably could fuck good because she ain't cute like that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I respect her. And I'm like, she scared me off.
Respect her?
Yeah, I respect her.
Why she scared you?
Because I was just like, you know, ugly people fuck real good.
That's not true.
Ugly people do fuck good.
That's not true.
What are you talking about?
Ugly people, like they say, ugly people make some pretty ass babies. Because to reach back in the ancestry.
That's different. Making babies and fucking is not the same thing. And let's stop calling ugly our people, listeners ugly. Are you calling her ugly?
I'm not saying she's ugly like that. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
So just like that, but not like that.
Yeah. Ugly people ain't got shit to lose, nigga. So it's just like they throwing everything they got at you.
You know she's not gonna respond to this.
I love First Alley Cat. First Alley Cat, I love you. And I don't think
she's ugly.
She's not that bad.
To each his own, right? You know what I'm saying? French, she gonna fuck you with that deal though. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do
nigga,
with
ask
it.
Nigga, ask her to send you a picture, my nigga. Hey, unless you didn't change.
I've seen a picture.
Technology and LiPo, everything is whatever. They hooking this shit up.
So why don't you get it?
I don't want it no more. My shit, you know, the way my shit is set up now, that motherfucker is just...
She can't even
resuscitate this
LiPo.
Motherfucker now.
He got the same mentality as the motherfuckers that give up on fucking.
Yeah, he's asexual.
Nigga.
No, nigga.
At this stage of the game...
Right. Do you like fucking anymore, Smooth?
Nigga, I love fucking.
Okay.
Love fucking. Love it. Love it.
Women?
French. I love fucking bitches.
Okay. Wait, J-Mac, I want to ask for a question before you
because I'm going to tell you, this is what you were trying to set me up.
No,
I was like this. I love fucking. That nigga said...
Okay, that's fine.
He want me to say I love fucking.
I said women.
He said women.
I didn't say men. I said women.
But you know your shit.
Listen, I want to ask you a question, Fritz Reggie.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
1 being not at all, 10 being very, how uncomfortable were you when he looked you dead in your eyes and said what he just said?
Three.
I'm going to be honest,
three.
Three?
Yeah.
So you weren't that uncomfortable?
No, because I thought about it Like, I looked at it as funny more than me being uncomfortable.
But I saw that you held the gaze.
That's why it's a three.
You know how proud I am of you for finally using the number scale correctly?
That's why it's at a three.
You locked it. You locked it in eyes. So, I mean, I thought you were going to say zero. I thought you was feeling it. But I don't know, man. That weirded me out. I don't know about you, be honest. The way he looked at that nigga and was like.
It was deep.
And he called his name, right? He gave him his name.
And French wasn't even talking. I asked a question. You said made a comment. He decided to go to French with him.
Went right to, hey, French Reggie.
So you prefer.
Look at me.
So you prefer.
I love fucking.
Bitches. And he said it 2 minutes later.
Yeah, bitches. Yeah, because he didn't want you to get confused. He wanted to kind of tease you a little bit.
So you say you prefer. Your significant other to actually, I guess, quote unquote, cheat on you virtually.
I think
instead
that,
of the real way.
I think I would rather have her pussy virtually stretched over the internet than in reality. I would rather have her throat virtually pushed in instead of reality.
That's funny because I feel like with my generation, we look at it as the same, whether you do it online or in the real world.
I'm going to be fucking mad, but if you're telling me if I have to take a choice, right, there's none of them that I'm going to be okay with. Let's be clear. Okay. I'm not saying either one of them I'm okay with. I'm going to be upset about them all. All of it's cheating, right? But if I had, that's like someone saying, I'm going to kill you, motherfucker, and then someone actually killing somebody. The talk and the words and the stuff that's just in the ether, that's fucking one thing. Then the act, that's a whole nother fucking barrier, right? I mean, the physical has been fucking, contact has been made. There's a level of, you know what I mean? You literally know what the inside of my girl pussy feel like now. Before, you could just talk some shit, right? Mm-hmm. You could say, oh, well, we talked about this and we talked about that and we talked about this and we talked about that. That's why she said she was going to do this and she said all this nasty shit. Okay. That's words. That's like we talk about fucking responding to people saying things about you with words.
But I guess I'm talking more along the lines of, for somebody, I mean, I'm sorry to keep using Jay Smooth, but he's the perfect candidate for this because women have had to just deal with what the fuck he gives them, right?
Yeah.
So if you're having to deal with this shit anyway, would you prefer that at least it's some private shit that nobody else knows about but the bitch he's fucking, or everybody knows about because this nigga's all in the streets, you know what I'm saying? With his throat, you know what I'm saying? Man Crush Monday, he could put his own picture up there with his dick print and shit. You know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
if it was me, I think the shit, I think it's more important that if it's in the personal, in the physical versus online.
What does that mean? It's more important.
So monogamous, being the relationship.
You know, saying words.
You know what that means, right?
so being being committed. Okay. Right? So I think it's definitely more important that it's kind of like so if my family know that if her, like, say for me, it's my girl, right? If her family knows
you
that
want
I ain't
to come
shit,
back to you?
If her family know that I ain't shit, if her friends know that I ain't shit, that makes her look really, really fucked up.
Yeah.
Right. So it might not be the family, her mom, her sister, brother, the motherfuckers might not be online to see me being a thought bag or just to find out, unless you just have one of the motherfuckers like, oh shit, I saw your dude on the fucking dating website. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And yada, yada, yada. You know what I'm saying? So there's a chance that you could get caught and they could find out, but mostly I think it's more important that in person, you know what I'm saying? That live up front shit, you know?
Okay. So you're just trying to say that, just for me to make sure that you get, I understand, that you would, cheating, actually physically cheating on somebody is worse than if they just saw you online, on Planet Fish or Facebook, Instagram, spitting game.
Yeah, because like I was saying, right, you know, you're not going to be, if you just out there and you on social media, like, let's just use Facebook, for instance, right? Or mm-hmm. just Instagram. And you on a bitch page and you just saying, I like your picture. Damn, you beautiful. Yo, get at me. And you just really just doing some old shit like that, just disrespectful shit. Then that could be looked at bad. But most people try to be more discreet when they doing the social media type shit. And it's kind of behind the scenes. You know, yo, I'm going to try to fuck this bitch. Even though she didn't look through all my pictures and she seen I got a motherfucking girl, yada, yada, yada. She looking at my family shit. She'll still give me some pussy and it's on some slick shit. But, you know, versus the outright up front, you know, you just out there just thotting it in the neighborhood.
But isn't it both the same exact thing? Because no, once you fuck the girl online, because once you get the girl online that she can comment, messaging, she's gonna eventually come to the crib to get fucked.
So yeah, she's cheating it.
Is she? I mean, people talk a good game, right? I mean, people talk about what they will do. You know what I mean?
Innocent
shit. This is what the internet does, right? The internet empowers you to fucking, there's a lot of fucking, you know, internet gangsters. You know what I mean? They're people, what they gonna do, this and that and the other. I feel like this is possible too in this same area where you gonna say, oh, I would do this and I would do that, I would do this. But when it comes down to it, you really ain't gonna bust that grape. I mean, it just is exciting to talk about it.
Who?
You not. I mean, you will because you a super thot.
I'm a smash the fucking grape with that little hammer with the ridges on it. You know what I'm saying? Make some wine out of it. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck is that little hammer with the little ridges on it? You know the shit that the meat tenderizer hammer where they just beat the meat until it just tenderizes the nigga. Like that. You know what I'm saying? They got some shit like that you can bust for make wine too, I'm sure.
Beat the meat, he said. Nobody knows what this
until
is.
Until it's tender. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority. You would prefer to, you know, follow up and plunge behind another nigga. I don't know.
If you fucking a bitch in this world today, you done plunge behind some other nigga.
Not
unless
today,
you catch
though.
Some bitches out,
not
out
today,
the room.
Though. You know what I mean? Not recently. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I mean, maybe in your world. You know what I mean? But my world don't exist like that. Like, the recency, you
my
know
world,
I mean?
We run train on a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
who's we?
Nigga, the homies. Not the homies in the room right here. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the homies in the room might set a motherfucker out.
Okay,
but,
let's be clear. So French Reggie single, would you run a train with French Reggie?
If French Reggie, we'll fuck a bitch.
Would you?
If French Reggie were down, we could fuck a bitch together. It don't matter to me.
Reggie, are you willing?
I have a problem with that. You know he's gonna bring his uncle.
Hey, and a couple more homeboys. If you scared of let dick nigga stay home. Shit.
Hey, so
whoa.
No, stop. Be honest, not yet. So listen, what? So Reggie,
what
he be scared stop. To pull? He be scared honest. To pull a dick out. He be like, nigga, hey, cause then it be told all. You know what I'm saying? It's just like it was like this. Be honest, I was talking to a homeboy. You know what I'm saying with the last couple weeks. And we met up with one of our friends from the gym and shit. Mm-hmm. And we was reminiscing. We was reminiscing, right? That's irrelevant.
They were reminiscing. Okay.
No, listen. We shut the fuck up, French. We was reminiscing. Right. And so we was talking about a bachelor party. And we was like, them niggas was like, man, you remember we had the bachelor party? And one nigga was like, they was taking my mind off the floor and shit like that. And I said, y'all remember when the stripper put that nigga dick, all that nigga dick in her mouth? And everybody was quiet. Niggas act like they didn't see the shit. I'm like, y'all saw that bitch put that nigga dick and balls in her mouth. And like, that nigga dick was little. Everybody looking like they don't want to say shit. I'm like, y'all niggas.
But wasn't
no.
his dick on soft?
I don't know if it was on soft or hard. But the stripper, hey, I told that motherfucker, I remember you was with us too. Yeah, you was with us, be honest. And I was like, I don't know if the nigga shit was on soft or hard, but I was like, hey, yo.
So,
it be put about, everything
in about Dwight, right? Damn, so, they put a nigga's name out like that?
So listen, so this is what I'm noticing, right?
I thought it was S.
This is what I know, right? Yeah. Everybody else is trying to play it off like, nigga, I wasn't looking at his dick. And this nigga like, look, no, hold up. I remember clearly, nigga, like this nigga's dick looked like XYZ. Everybody else like, I don't know, nigga. You know, like you could be the authority on you're that right. nigga's dick. I don't know.
I'm assuming the nigga's dick was soft. I don't know that a girl can put your dick and entire balls. That to me, that's her. That's a her thing, not a him thing.
But it'd be like this. Be honest. It's like you done seen the chicks where they put that bottle. Like at that part, that bitch put that bottle in her mouth all the way down her throat and pull that.
But that's a her thing. That's not. Yeah. That's not a knock on him.
Oh no! It's not a knock on. It's not a knock on him. Not a knock on him. But I'm saying because you were saying that
you were making it seem like that because you were making it seem like niggas had to show and prove.
You told French Reggie he can't come with a small dick,
right? No, small dicks niggas know, you know, stay home.
Hey, small dick niggas, small dick niggas need not apply. What is it?
That is. Hey, nigga might not want. Nigga
so,
might.
Wait a minute. So, here's my thing, right?
All off the topic because Reggie hasn't even accepted the invitation.
I don't care. Listen.
It does. It matters.
Hold on a second. What I'm saying is, we're all around getting ready to fuck a bitch, right? I mean, this is something that's way out of my depth because I'm just not doing this.
But very knowledgeable. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Keep going.
I got a what if, nigga. Right. This isn't from knowledge.
Okay, go ahead.
Why the fuck are we going to stop being about to fuck this bitch and talk about a nigga's dick?
No, you're not. This is just all low key, right? It's like nobody. No,
he said we're clowning.
No, but no one's clowning until afterwards, right?
Oh, okay. Then
so once we get, but it's like Fast and the Furious. Like right. Everybody pulls up with their cars, and everybody know whose car is the best, right? But all our cars is tight. But everybody knows like that nigga shit right there goes faster than all of ours, right?
Right.
So that's what they're doing. They're all fucking. They're all kind of like vroom, vroom, with their dicks in their hands.
So
like,
who goes faster, you or your uncle? Whose car goes faster?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, now you
know. And he
don't
just
know.
Said everybody know whose car goes faster.
He know everybody's dick size. He already said didn't. So obviously, if he didn't fucked with his uncle a couple times,
and his uncle could
he could ride that ride.
Like, his uncle got a spoiler on his shit.
Yeah, you stupid.
He spoiled the pussy for everybody.
So French Reggie.
Yeah.
It's clear. The invite has been laid.
If you packing.
If you were willing. Jay Smooth said he's willing to knock a bitch down with you. What do you say?
No.
What if it's Sierra Rogers?
I'm taking that all by myself.
No.
She says
pimped this pussy.
She says no. Fritz Reggie, you can have this pussy
if,
but
you share it with the Smooth.
Smooth man's got to be there.
You know what sucks? If she's down to fuck Smooth, I'm gonna look at her completely different.
Nigga, this is your chance. Fuck that. All these times you done looked at her account.
Yeah, but
sneaking around looking like, you know, one day I'm gonna go to a club she hosts. I'm gonna pretend like I know her one day
again.
So you finally meet the bitch, and now she's giving you the opportunity to fuck. And you like, well, you know, if you like Smooth, then I don't want your pussy. That's what you're saying.
My thing is the whole part of that dream is for me to fuck her, just me and her, not with another.
You
want to
wife her?
No, I'm just talking about fuck her. Just so me and
she's
her.
She's giving you a chance to feel the inside of her pussy.
Yeah, but with another nigga's dick too, right after or before.
First. You go first.
So I can just go fuck her and leave and
no,
smoke on
nigga,
back.
There's not no leaving, sure, nigga. Sure, while Jay smashing.
Jay Smooth and his uncle and potentially
no,
his mom.
No, forget that. It's just you and Smooth, man. And then while Jay Smooth smashing, you just getting your dick sucked.
No. It's not going to happen.
So you don't.
It's not going to happen.
You don't really want that pussy.
So
not in that condition.
Okay. What about just she don't gotta suck your dick while Jay Smooth smashing, but you can't leave the room.
You can like read a magazine or something.
No, you can't watch them fuck. That's even worse.
You don't wanna get your dick sucked, so what the fuck?
You look at porno all the time.
You don't wanna get your dick sucked, so what the fuck?
I don't know if that 36 number is real either.
I'm giving you an out, you know what I mean? But you act like
I'm just not gonna fuck no girl.
It's 37 now. He done been over to China.
I don't believe 37, 38 is real. I think that's lower now. This nigga doesn't want pussy that's given to him.
No,
with another nigga.
But it does. This is not.
It's
just
with
pussy.
Another nigga.
This is pussy adjacent to Jay Smooth dick.
Yeah, but this is the pussy he's been fiending for.
But it's with another nigga.
You got too many conditions for pussy you want, man.
Shit. Sorry. Yeah. I want it the way I want it.
Sorry, Smooth.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We thought we had a date.
Yo, Smooth, when y'all do that, like, do y'all like. Is it like 10-minute rotations, or is it just whoever?
It's all
buzz?
Together, nigga. It's just motherfucker. When a nigga get done and feel like nigga, hey, you just motherfucker. Just
do y'all touch each other?
So do y'all like
do you tap somebody on the shoulder to let them know?
Yeah, I'm about to upset my stomach
because they naked. He just sweaty and touching each other and shit. So naked.
When she's giving y'all, when she's giving one of y'all head and the other one's fucking, does she take off the condom to give the head, and then you got to put a new? Like, there's a lot of layers.
Jay Smooth the type of nigga to kiss that bitch in the mouth before he get into
it. Oh, you're doing it raw.
Oh, anyway. So, you know,
no.
we talking about social media and shit like that and living through that shit, you know, and going back to, I was looking at a video, a chick was online and she was talking about Kobe Bryant, you know, with the passing of Kobe Bryant and shit like that. And she was saying that, you know, you see all these videos, motherfuckers talking about you need to kiss your family, tell your family you love them and shit like that, because at any day some shit can happen, right?
Right.
And it got me to thinking, I'm like, why should people, you know, wait till something happens to somebody before you start doing that shit? Shouldn't you just be telling your family and friends shit like that you love them on a regular basis, so you don't have to wait until something happened to them or they're on their fucking deathbed?
So I'm just going out on a limb here. I think that's what the message was, is that don't wait until somebody, like, this is a, this situation.
Oh my gosh, you unraveled all that? Damn. But how did you get that?
I think that's what the point of the message was, hey, this type of shit right here lets you know that you cannot wait.
But it's it's always
this nigga gets messages like subliminally. He don't even know he got it. He like, you know what? Something tells me,
Jim Mack, So
okay, we're here.
So look. But what happens is, be honest, right? It's just, it's always when shit. So motherfuckers, it's like the social media motherfucker live for hype versus, and she says that. But as long as this shit is fresh in everybody's mind, once Kobe Bryant is motherfucking buried, everybody go back to the norm versus just saying, let me just change this shit up. Cause during the time with fucking Kobe Bryant, motherfucking, this shit happened to Kobe Bryant, I had motherfuckers out the woodwork calling me like
the
yo.
Bible during the time of Kobe Bryant's death.
You know,
like what kind of period was that? Like the time of Kobe Bryant.
So look, motherfuckers was calling me like, yo, I want to apologize to you for, you know, the shit I said or how shit's been going. And I'm talking about woodwork.
So you're telling me that Kobe Bryant's death
caused a lot of motherfuckers woodwork just
to apologize to you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So did you feel uncomfortable? Like, man, I should have been calling them apologizing.
I never liked Kobe.
Nigga, I'm just doing me just on a regular anyway.
Do you feel like the people that were calling you, I'm assuming these are women.
Yeah.
Do you feel like the people who were calling you, do you feel like you deserve to get that call?
If I did, I didn't give a fuck.
No, nigga, stop. Did you feel like they deserved you, they owed you an apology?
Yeah, probably so.
Get the fuck out of here.
Probably so. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you something. I was talking to one of the young ladies, right? And I called her during that week.
Right.
And she was just like, yo, I ain't got time for your shit. You know what I'm saying? Your shenanigans and all this bullshit. I don't want you wasting my time. I'm moving on with my life. Yada, 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 yada. Right. That weekend, that shit happened. Motherfuckers like, yo, I got to thinking. This whole Kobe Bryant shit, it made me, you know, I want to apologize to you. You know what I'm saying? I really didn't. I know it's a better way. I should have said what I said to you. You know?
So let me get this right. Wednesday, for instance, you called somebody to start your normal everyday
call log.
Fuckery shit.
Yep.
Call log.
Yeah, when I go through the call log.
So what you do Monday through Friday, basically you're just trying people to see how close they are to giving you some more pussy?
It's not even really about pussy. It's just, be honest.
You got to keep those. It's like a good salesman. You got to keep your
leads.
Let me ask you, J-Mac, this. You're very good with vocabulary. What do you call the person that's not a farmer, but just like where you go to the plant place, where you buy plants and all that? The nursery. Like
horticulturist? Right.
What is that person called? Huh?
Right.
Gardener?
Horticulturist.
Florist?
Horticulture. You said horticulture?
Sure.
What'd you say?
Florist.
Florist, whatever, right? So what I consider myself, J-Mac, is during the week, be honest, I plant seeds, right?
Botanist?
Plant seeds, and I just go behind those seeds and I water them. I just keep watering them. And you plant a lot of seeds because you don't really know what's going to come, what kind of harvest is going to come from any of it. So some might grow a lot faster than others, but I'm still planting all of them and I'm watering all of them because I'm eventually going to reap a harvest from it one day, right? And see, I don't give up on the plant. I'm gonna continue to pull the weeds out because I know sometimes it takes a little bit for some shit to grow. So, and I just keep doing that shit. And that's what I do. So, motherfucker called me back up.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, throughout the week, I get calls from you and I don't understand why we're on the phone.
He's watering it.
I don't get it.
He's watering it.
I'm like, we have nothing to talk about.
Water.
At the end.
No, at the beginning. It's like,
he's watering
it. It's like, we don't need to talk right now.
He's telling you what he's doing. He's watering.
No, but I'm trying to figure out. I understand why this works for women, but why do you do friends like this?
Be honest.
I'm gonna use your logic. Your logic is the reason why you're The reason why you're on the phone with these women is because you're trying to water seeds because one day you're gonna get something from this.
Yep.
So with your
we not
friends,
fucking be
Fucking. I'm talking about do you think that, oh, you know what? I may need B one day. Let me water this rose or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Why do you water B?
When it's Mac, how often do we talk on the phone?
Not that. I mean, like,
maybe
Once a week. Yeah.
Right. Friends, Reggie, what do we talk? Maybe every now and then.
Yeah.
Because you know why? We don't really have a lot. I mean, we don't have a lot of shit to talk about, right?
No,
we're
not small talkers.
This nigga is full of shit.
So how was your day, B?
Right.
Well, I don't give a fuck about how my day was, nigga. What do you call
it? It's just courtesy. But then I'm leading into it about, because so we call each other, unfortunately, right? You don't work with them two niggas right there. We get opportunity to work. So we might have work questions. So I start off every conversation that, hey, man, how's everything going?
That's the icebreaker.
And then I might say something, how my day went or some fucked up shit that happened in the motherfucking day that you could really relate to.
Call your girl, my nigga.
Nigga, I call, but I'm calling you because she don't know nothing about the work.
I feel
shit.
Like he's watering to get something out of this.
I'm gonna be his translator. I'm gonna be Beata's translator.
I don't need you. Fuck you, nigga. We don't need no translator. Let's get back to the topic, nigga.
This
fuck
is the topic. Let me translate. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
I swear.
I don't know how to tell you that, but we on the show, so let me tell you right now. Keep that shit to yourself, nigga. If I see you on Monday, and you can tell me about that dumb shit then.
I swear this nigga be looking in the window. Because as soon as we sit down to eat, every single time, ring, 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 ring. Like, nigga, I am eating. What the fuck is so important right now? Hey, now I know. It's just watering.
What that chicken and dumplings taste like, man?
I'm on a call list.
Nigga, how you know I got chicken and dumplings, nigga? Like, what you eating?
Man, call log. I'm on a call log, Mac.
What you wearing?
Call log.
What you got on right now?
Are you a lonely person, Jay Smooth? That's why you got to do that?
No, nigga, we go back to the topic.
No, Jay Smooth is definitely lonely. Jay Smooth don't know how to be alone. He's admitted it. He's never been alone. He's always, he goes from one house to the next.
So.
No, I don't.
You said that.
Go back to the topic. Go back to the fucking topic, nigga. God damn.
I'm interested in you, Jay Smooth.
Let's stay on topic.
Get us back, Smooth.
Let's stay on topic. All right. I was actually say, why do people wait till something happens?
Because we take shit for granted. That's just human nature.
Versus just do.
People take shit for granted. You know how much shit you take for granted?
No, let me ask you this question.
You take Beyonce for granted.
Let me ask this question.
You take me for granted.
Let me ask this question.
You take Fred Tragedy for granted.
I do. Let me ask you this question. How often do you just call your family members and just tell them you love them, or you know, your wife, your kids, or just cousins, mom, dad? How often do you really say that?
Guess what, Mac, French Reggie, because I know you guys are rational human beings. Calling your parents or whatever stand the fuck by. You said you want to talk about this shit. Look, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
I want to talk to the rational people first. So, do you understand that if you just make a phone call, hey man, I just want to call and tell you I love you, that don't mean shit. There's no context there. You might as well not have called.
Well, not like that. Okay, let me back that. Let me back that up.
So, not really.
It's like this. When I talk to my sister and brothers, right, all the time, we talk all the time. You know what I'm saying? And after our conversation or during our conversation, we'll let each other know we love each other. You know what I'm saying? My uncles, aunts, everybody, that's just what we do. And we've done it for quite some time.
Here's the problem.
What's the point? What are you talking about? So you say, because you tell them at the end of the call you love them?
It's like this. It's like this. This is, hey, what's up, Jimmy Mac?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Hey, man, I love you, man.
All right, love you too, man. I'll talk to you later.
And that's how I feel like when Smooth calls me. I feel like he's just calling to make sure that we have talked. It's like,
right.
We didn't talk today.
Right.
We got to talk. So, what can I talk about?
That the conversations that he fucking has all the time with his brothers and sisters are same just like that.
Right. And so that's why about 6 minutes in, I'm like, all right, man, we got to go because you ain't got shit else to talk about. He's run out of the things that he put on his little sheet. But right when he's like, I got to call B. Let me see. Work. I told you that bitch crazy. a topic I got for the show. Okay. And then he gonna tell me we ain't got shit else to talk about. I swear to God, the first 2 minutes are really engaging.
Right.
And then it's like, why are we on the phone?
It's like fucking that. It's like that gum that used to be the animal print with the stripes on it and shit.
Rainbow.
Don't nobody know about that bullshit.
Everybody knows about that fucking gum. Everybody knows about that fucking gum. That shit lasts for about a hot...
Bazooka gum, nigga.
No, nigga, not the bazooka gum. You know what the fuck I'm talking about, to be honest. That motherfucking shit lasts about a hot 20 seconds.
So,
but them 20 seconds is juicy.
What I'm saying, Smooth, my opinion is that I don't think that it's as valuable what you're doing as you think it is. Like, you think it's highly valuable that
you keep in touch.
Because you're keeping in touch. But what that woman was trying to tell you before Kobe Bryant died was... These calls are so full of shit that I wish you would just not call me anymore. I want to just move on with my life. Don't keep holding me in this place by you calling me every
with
day.
With this dumbass shit.
To talk about fucking nothing. Right.
Just to say that we've talked.
And you're making it like you're watering this garden, but really you're just fucking holding me in a place. I don't want to be held in this place. I don't want to be your flower.
That water ain't water. That motherfucking shit is fucking... What's that shit?
That's what she's trying to tell you. So, Kobe Bryant fucked it up for
her. What's the weed eater shit? What's that? What's the shit that they...
Roundup?
Yeah, this is Roundup, nigga. That's not water. you sprinkling Roundup on everybody,
French
nigga.
Know about that shit because he got a side effect from it.
You sprinkling Roundup on everybody, nigga. Everybody's like, you wilting us, nigga.
Does that make any sense what I'm saying?
No, it doesn't.
Of course it
doesn't. So, but it's just what about the person that was motherfucking the social media shit where she said, you know, everybody just needs to tell somebody that they love them and shit like that. It's just like, your mom know that you love her. right? But it's nothing like you just actually telling them that. And now it's, you know, it's like you go to a funeral and motherfuckers just falling over in the goddamn casket because they like, I love you, please come back down. Yeah. And motherfuckers just don't have the relationship, or they just never got a chance to talk to them, or they never got Nigga, you didn't been to a fucking funeral. Get the fuck out of here.
But you think just because they're falling in the casket that they didn't have a good relationship with them?
But you hear the fucking stories and you know you got family members that motherfucking never resolved. They had unresolved issues with the family member and they never got a chance. And when sooner motherfucker died, nigga, that's too late. Like, pick the fucking phone up. Stop being a dickhead and somebody be a bigger person. And motherfucker, you get to talking it out and work it out
what it sounds like he's saying is that you should live every day like your last. Yeah. And everybody talks that shit and everybody thinks that shit. But Jay Spoon, nobody lives every day like it's their last, dude. I do. Fucking don't, bro.
Nigga, I do. Nigga, that's why I fuck the bitches I fuck. Because, nigga, if I'm going out of this motherfucker, nigga, I want to go out on the top of my game, nigga. French. It's like, fuck that. Why waste all this dick on one person when you can just share dick with the world? You know what I'm saying?
French Reggie, so this would be one of your glitches in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, right? All these fucking sanctified motherfuckers are so full of goddamn shit. No pun intended, pun intended. They're full of goddamn shit. So are you telling me that there is no afterlife and I'm not going to see these motherfuckers later? Why do I got to tell them now? Why can't I tell them later? Make up your fucking mind.
Stop.
No. Because he's talking about people talking about, praise the Lord, and you got to just tell people, give them their flowers. Why? We're all going to the same place. I'm going to see your ass again.
This is the thing.
Make up your mind. Am I going to see the motherfucker again or is it going to be worm food?
You're right. That's a good point. Be honest. That's a good point. Motherfucker, that's a good point.
So, Jay Smooth, can I get you to say into the mic, God doesn't exist?
Everybody, God does exist.
Right, and you got to tell him now because there's no, you just in case, what, God puts y'all in different rooms when you get there?
No, he know he ain't going to heaven. This nigga know he ain't going. He better say everything he want to all the good folks right now because once he go, they splitting up. They like, that TSA line where they like, listen, sir, can you come over here to get inspected? That's that nigga, the little extra inspected line. That's like, where that nigga's got
to
go.
Everybody I call, step 1 foot forward.
Jay Smooth, you don't think it's more important to just show that you love somebody than just love calling?
That's what I'm saying.
And saying, hey, I love you, but you never do nothing to show that you love that person?
The call is the show.
Yeah,
the
that's not
that
enough.
The fact that I take time out of my day to make time for you, to call you, is what shows you that I love you.
But see, that's what I'm arguing, is that I don't believe that. I think he really believes.
No, he does.
That those insignificant calls add up to be something.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is that I can't tell you the last time, Spoon, no offense. I can't tell you the last time that we had a meaningful conversation that had impact on me the conversation I'm going to take with me to the next, 10 years of my life.
But it doesn't matter because he's in your life.
But we've had better talks on the show than we have on the phone.
I understand that, but he's in your life on a daily basis. So therefore, regardless of you, whether you like it or not, he's part of your life, nigga.
Yeah, but if mosquitoes in my life in the summertime too, every day, every time I go outside, mosquitoes in my life.
And the motherfucker's annoying too.
It's not positive.
Motherfucker's annoying as a bitch too.
What I'm saying is the impact of those calls, the reason why that woman was so upset with him, like, nigga, just, stop calling me. I'm ready to move on with my life.
Right.
Is because it's just a call. It's not important.
I'm the wrong person because I've always been accused of not necessarily keeping in touch because I didn't necessarily feel like I needed to know that love or that connection was there still, right? I mean, because unless something's happened to where from the last time we were, around each other and love and something's changed and I don't know about it, then I'm going to just work off of the same agreement that the same love we had last time I saw you is still there. And so next time I see you, we're just going to rock that way.
Matt, can I give you the funky part about all this shit?
Let me hear it.
Here's the funky part about all this.
Come on, I already see it, though.
You see it?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, right? So what that young lady was saying on social media, what Jason was saying now, what everybody's saying is, don't wait until something happens to tell them because you may be too late, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. I wasn't thinking about your ass when we were alive, when you were alive. So really, to be honest, after a few days, I'm probably not going to be thinking about you then either. Let's just keep it 100 funky percent real. I didn't have time to pay attention to you when you were alive. So why am I sad now that you're dead?
Because you weren't paying attention to me when I was alive, nigga.
But listen, you weren't a priority.
I know, but that's why you're sad.
You're not sad.
You're sad because you feel like you should have made more of me. More of a priority.
That's not the way life is. If you feel like you were missing out, you would not miss out anymore. You'd find a way to spend more time with that person.
I know.
So the fact that you weren't spending any time with that person and you weren't talking to them on a regular basis, not the shit Jay Smooth done. I'm talking real talks.
Real talks.
That's because they were not as big a part of your life as you're pretending like they were when they're dead. And I'm not saying that fuck people, don't call them. What I'm saying is stop with the pretending. If you haven't told somebody you love them all year, you might not really love them.
Nah, that's not true.
Come on, man.
That's not true. So you have to tell people in order to really love them?
No, but I think that you'll find a way to be around a person to tell them you love them if you love them.
Oh, definitely your actions.
What do you mean your actions? Okay, so
like, let's say you're in the military, so you're away, but just things you can do for that person. Send them a care package, or when you do talk on the phone, stuff like that.
Okay, so let's be clear then. So it's what I think I hear you saying is that you can't just love someone.
No.
There has to be something. There has to be something other action that goes along with that.
Well, let me qualify this, because there are two kinds of people, right? They're the kinds of people that constantly are
sucking shit from you.
Social butterflies who are constantly, you know, moving and talking. Yeah. And then the other people who are kind of introverted, right? So I completely understand the introvert side because I'm an introvert.
Right.
Those people may not call you every day to tell you they love you. They may just have to love you from a distance. And that's perfectly fine. So I get what you're saying. You're not wrong. There are people who have the ability to love. I have friends that I don't talk to for a couple of years. And I get back on the phone and it's like we never stop talking.
That's everybody I know.
That's because you're an introvert also.
Right.
So you have that personality and they probably understand that about you, or they're that kind of person too.
Right. I think they understand it about you.
But I don't think that's the majority of people. I think people that haven't called you all year and they're social people, it's because they don't really give a fuck about you.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So there definitely are two kinds of people. Don't get me wrong. I know that you're that kind of person because I'm that kind of person.
Right.
That's why you and I don't require that we speak to each other all the goddamn time.
But you know, I put a knife in a nigga chest though, right?
Definitely.
You still let it be known.
Right.
Definitely. But we both understand. We respect the idea that we don't need to continue feeding each other's ego or whatever.
Exactly.
It is.
Whatever that is that says, hey, let's just
I don't think most people are like that. I think most people they're going to make time for what they want to make time for.
No, I agree, because most people, and it's weird to me because I get that a lot, right? And people go, oh, you know, whatever, you haven't talked. And to me, I that's when I take offense, because I'm going, well, to me, I didn't think there was a problem, right? Because again, I know how I felt and I know how I am, but you seem to have had a problem, but yet.
You didn't call.
You didn't fucking call me.
Right.
So what the fuck is the problem? You recognized there was something wrong, and you didn't pick up a phone to call me. It's my fault that we haven't talked.
Yeah.
And because I didn't know there was a problem. You had a problem and you still didn't reach out. But ain't that a bitch?
But don't get me wrong, person Jamie Mack is talking about. If you don't really have anything to talk about, you don't gotta call. Listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to No Nonsense Show. So make sure you go out to the website, raresonics.com, where you can check out all of our shows. And if you are not yet a premium subscriber, we have made it super simple for you guys.
Super simple.
You can listen to the premium show in the podcast app that you currently use. So if you're listening to the Tuesday show in the Apple Podcast app, with our new premium service, you can listen to the Friday show right alongside it in the Apple Podcast app. All you gotta do is go to glow.fm/rare. That's glow.fm/rare. You can pay monthly or you know what? We had a yearly subscriber the other day.
Yearly subscriber. Booyah.
You save 2 months.
Why wouldn't you? Just sign up for the year.
For the year. And then you have to worry about that shit again.
You don't have to worry about it.
We got a new Slack member too.
We did.
Yeah.
They're already a premium subscriber though.
Yeah, nice. he been a rocking, you know what I mean? That's my nephew.
Oh, cool. That's cool, man.
Light skin matters.
Shout out, nephew. But look, though, for real, though, if you can pay $5 a month if you want to. That's slow burn, though. No. For $50, you get the entire year. And then you ain't got to worry about nothing. So anyway, man, we got our first one that did that. I think that's cool.
That's a better deal. I don't have to even worry about that no more.
I feel like that's just the beginning, because all of our listeners are smart, right? They all recognize a deal when they see it.
Right.
Except for Smoothie Nation. But
Fuck you, man.
No, I'm just only talking about those two.
Two? That's a lot.
Fuck you too, French.
But nah, man, I'm just saying, that's the move right there. Just go with the full year. You smart enough to know the deal.
Exactly.
And it's tax season, so you know you got that money.
Every February, April time period, you could be just doing this.
Just fucking one time. Tax season.
Knock it out one time.
Just one
man.
Time. You get that new couch, you fucking put your fucking no nonsense credit for the year.
And you get to support the show. So keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.